الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that the person who sends durood and salawat upon me 1,000 times on daily basis, that person would not leave this world unless he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear beloved viewers of Madani Channel, the name of this silsila is Faizani Quran, the excellences of the Holy Quran, the virtues of the Holy Quran. This is the very, very same book that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent it down to this world as the book of our guidance, as the book that guides me and as the book that guides you. It is the same book that was recited by our Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is the same book that was recited by the Sahaba Ikram. It is the same book that was recited by the Tabi'een and the Tabi'a Tabi'een. And throughout this episode, we will be able to learn and understand how the lives of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how their lives changed 360 degrees altogether when they strongly believed and implemented the lessons gained from this into their lives. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, when we visualize the system of the institutes, when we visualize and analyze the system of the schools, the system of the universities, you know, when a child goes to any school, when a child goes to any, you know, university and so forth, whether that child likes it or not, at the end of the day, there will be examination for him. And then his examination or his test will determine his prosperity, will determine whether this child would go to the next level or whether this child would not go to the next level. So we are being sent to Allah, by Allah Azza wa Jal in this world to be tested. We are in this world to give our test, and everything we do, everything we engage ourselves in is being taken into the book of our good or our bad deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal, for having sent us in this dunya, in order for us to be able to prepare for this examination in order to be able to prepare for our test. Allah Azza wa Jal chose to send the Holy Quran as the book that will guide us throughout our tests in this particular world. Dear beloved Madani channel viewers, how lucky are we that we are the reciters of this ultimate revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to stay in touch with the Quran. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability and the muhabbah of the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Madani channel viewers, we know that for us to be able to pass, to excel in our examination, we needed, or something needed to be sent to us. Something such that it would be enough for us to study. Something that would enable us to prosper as far as our examination is concerned. And Allah Azza wa Jal chose to send the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal chose to send to us His ultimate revelation, and that is the beloved book of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Quran. How fortunate are we that Madani channel viewers, that we are the Ummah that recites that very same Quran that was recited by our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that very same Quran that was recited by the Khulafa'i Rashideen, that very same book of Allah Azza wa Jal that was recited by the Tabi'een and by the Tabi'a Tabi'een. What more can we say of this beloved book, which is the ultimate revelation of Allah Azza wa Jal? Alhamdulillah. So, in order for us to prosper, in order for us to excel in our test, Allah chose to send the Holy Quran to us. As far as the Quran is concerned, look, if you go to any varsity, if you go to any school, when the time for the examination comes, when the time for the examination to come, you will be told that any paper, any material which would link you towards the answers of that particular test, if that material is found, then your test will definitely be disqualified. You will stand no chance whatsoever to excel and to pass that particular test. And this is the system of every institute. This is the system of every school. But my dear respected Madani viewers, as far as our test is concerned, look at how Allah Azza wa Jal has made it so simple for us. Look at how Allah Azza wa Jal has made it so manageable for us, such that whenever we come across, for example, the waswas of shaitan, we are able to open the Quran. We are given the permission to open the Quran and see how we tackle shaitan. Every time we come across any test, we are more than welcome to open the Quran in order to excel, in order to get as many good results as possible. So this is the difference of our tests and the tests that are normally given in schools, because our test is such a test that for any answer, for every question, you can open the Quran, look and copy and excel. For every difficult question which is there, you are allowed to actually open the whole Quran and get the jawab and get the answer for your question. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear respected, most honorable Manami channel viewers, we want success in this dunya, that is the book. We want success in the akhirat, that is the book. We want our children to behave well, that is the book. We want to change our attitude, that is the book. We want to have goodness in this life, that is the book. Only if we can implement the lessons of this particular book in our lives, insha'Allah, thumma insha'Allah, we will reap the benefits of this dunya, and then we would then proceed to our ultimate location, which is Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal command every single one of us Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, thumma ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something important we need to take into consideration. And insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, if we are going to understand this point, we would have much more love of the Quran into our hearts. We would have the desire of learning and dedicating the whole Quran in our hearts and minds. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran Majid, the mafhum of this particular ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal says that He has revealed down this Quran. Allah says He has revealed down this Quran, and He has taken it upon Himself to safeguard the Holy Quran. So in other words, this beautiful book that we have been granted by Allah Azza wa Jal, it will never ever be changed until Qiyamah. It will never ever be changed until the day of judgment. The way it came and the way we are reciting it, it will be exactly the same book up to Qiyamah. What more can we say of this particular book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? Look at what happened to the rest of the other books that were revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. They were changed time to time. They were changed century upon century. They were being changed. But Allah Azza wa Jal has taken the responsibility of safeguarding the whole Quran to Himself. And now imagine, my dear respected Madani viewers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says beautifully, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. But recite the whole Quran, for indeed it will come on the day of Qiyamah as the intercessor for a person who used to recite it in the dunya. On that particular day, when the sun would be as hot as never before, when people will be drowning into their swords, at that particular time when no one will know anyone, it will be a nafsi-nafsi situation. People will be worried about their deeds. People will be worried about their own selves. A person who used to recite the Holy Quran, a person who made the Quran his friend, a person who loved the Quran in this particular world, the Quran would come and it will intercede for him. It will make things easy for him on the day of Qiyamah, on that particular day when everything would become difficult for insan, when everything would be difficult for the humankind. My beloved Madani viewers, let us take this lesson home. Let us take this lesson and take it and implement it and put it in the softness corners of our hearts. If we have children, if we have, you know, the offspring, let us teach them this beloved book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Let us crow them and groom them with the Quran. Let us teach them the importance of the Quran from their young age, so that tomorrow when they grow up, the implementation or the seed that we have actually sowed, or the seed that we had actually planted in their hearts, as far as love in the Quran is concerned, inshallah, we would then be able to see the fruits, we would then be able to see the muhabbah, we would then be able to see the fragrance that would be coming out from them because of honoring the Quran, because of loving the Quran, and because of loving this beautiful book, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. I make a very sincere dua. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the love of the Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.